Sorry moi, that was Tuesday. It's 93.1 94.5 KSLG FM Arcata, Humbleton Music, here in the final hour of Sabina's Morning Show in studio today. Born and raised in Humboldt, but reigning as the current king of Los Angeles, that's Cornell right. Reed. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just coming here to extend my reign as the king of Los Angeles, as I've been dubbed. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be crowned the king. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles, but hey, I'm here and just checking out the lowly town of Eureka, or Ferndale, once again.
That's right, you did leave Humboldt. You decided you were better than all of us, and decided to up and leave. So when was that? When did you leave Humboldt?
I left for college, and it's really just amazing. I just want to give any advice to anyone listening out there right now. If you grew up here or something and you want your friends to think you're successful, all you have to do is go to L.A. for a couple years and come back, and people think you're doing a really great job.
That's the magic?
That's the magic.
That's the magic of it?
You don't have to accomplish anything. Just sit on your couch and watch Chopped like I did, and people will think you're famous all of a sudden.
You just walk back into Humboldt, and people know. They can feel it. The aura is there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes, you're not. You learn a little bit about how to dress. You know, like maybe not wear cargo shorts and Tevas when you're going out to dinner, and that's it. People think you're some sort of big time Hollywood fashionista.
You mean I can't wear my Chaco and socks to like a really high end LA restaurant? I can't Chaco it.
You absolutely can. You just have to do it boldly enough. See, in Humboldt, they want you to dress like L.A., and they think you're a big shot. But in L.A., if you start dressing like you're in Humboldt, all of a sudden, if you do it with enough confidence, you're really, really freaking cool.
I feel like people think that you're just rich. You're so rich, you don't care.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. So you can play both worlds, then, with your Humboldt fashion sense, and then come up here and be like, I have the L.A. aura.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, you're multifaceted.
Yes.
You contain multitudes.
Yes. It doesn't, you know, Carhartt is huge.
It's so expensive on Depop. If you try to, like, look at the reseller market of Carhartt, yes. It's everybody in SoCal selling, like, a jacket for $400.
Absolutely.
I just want a comfy, warm jacket. Why can't I get that for a good price?
And they're all in mint condition, too.
I know. I'm like, how do you find this?
Yeah.
When you left, did you have a moment of, oh, God, what am I doing? Was there anything like that, or were you so sure you're like, this is the move for me?
I think that moment has been one long 20-year moment. I still have no idea what the hell I'm doing, and do any of us.
That's true. No, it's a tough world. It's a tough, weird world out there. So in this tough, weird world, are they treating you good out there? Is there anything you miss specifically about Humboldt?
Yes, there's a lot of things I miss about Humboldt, absolutely. Larrapin, dill sauce, Los Bagels, and I miss the dancing at the farmer's market, and just the all-around freedom that people have around here is really, really fun and inspiring. And, you know, there's freak flags flying all over this place.
We are a freaky bunch.
Yeah.
I feel like there's freakiness in L.A., It's not the same type, though?
It's not the same type.
What's their freaky? How do you match their freak?
How do you match an L.A. freaks? Oh, my gosh. That's a really tough question. But as the king of L.A., I should be expecting such tough questions.
You're busy with things.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many different varieties of people in Los Angeles, you know, that it's hard to match any one person's freak. And in Humboldt, I guess, you know, just growing up here, you think of the freak here. I think of the, you know, older white lady who's twirling around at the farmer's market before the band even starts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very type of freak I feel like I can define. Mm-hmm. LA's freak is just so wide. Such a wide net of freak there.
Do you have a favorite memorable moment in your time in comedy, whether it's been in Humboldt or Los Angeles?
Favorite memorable moment of my time in comedy. I have a bunch of great moments. I think one of mine, I remember, that I can think of off the top of my head, is doing the Savage Henry Comedy Festival one year, which I do every year, and it's coming up in October. And my grandma was still alive, and she came to a show.
Oh.
And that was really special for me. And then one of my good friends, Andre Highland, went up on stage, and he did a bit where there was a video playing. This is at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and the bit included a horse doing something kind of inappropriate. Oh, I can't really say. It was a CGI
FCC,
horse.
If you're listening.
It was a CGI horse. It wasn't a real horse. It was computer generated.
I hate what kind of world we live in, where as soon as you said the word horse, I started getting nervous.
I know. You can't even think about the elegant and beautiful horses anymore. So it was a horse furry, if you will, computer animated, doing something. And just watching my grandma watch that video was a real high point.
I forgot grandma was involved for a moment.
Yes. That was a real high point. Other than that, I think, you know, there's been moments of doing great shows with a lot of great comedians, meeting childhood idols, and talking to them. You know, I just met David Zucker, one of the Zucker brothers, who did Airplane and Naked Gun and all those movies, which were such big inspirations growing up. And, you know, the times I did shows with Judd Apatow and Damon Wayans and all these people that were such a big part of my childhood. It was really cool. Yeah.
Have you had any starstruck moments? Or do you feel like you just like naturally go into the fold of when you come across one of these comedians that really influenced you in your younger years? Do you feel like, did you ever have a moment of like, I'm sharing this person's air right now?
Yeah. The biggest one was Klay Thompson of the Warriors. He's a basketball player. That was like, it made me realize how much more starstruck I am by athletes and how much bigger stars athletes are than comedians. And I realized I should have focused more on my jumper than telling jokes. But in terms of comedians, I think a lot of the time you meet them and I'm just so focused on trying to play it cool that I'm not letting myself get as starstruck as I probably should.
It's all on the inside. Just keep it all on the inside.
Yeah, and exactly. And I met enough artists at Radio on the River going with over the years, you know, that I've learned how to, like, I remember meeting Bunny Wailer one time, just walking around reggae, and who's bigger than someone who played with Bob Marley, you know? Bunny Wailer was pretty freaking big, a lot bigger than some guy who did a Comedy Central Presents 20 years ago. So yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. It's weird. There's a lot of people that you meet and become friends with and stuff, and you just learn that they're just people just like you, except for they're probably a little more self-centered and self-absorbed. So they don't know they're sharing air with anybody but themselves.
Oh. See, now when I meet a famous person, I'm going to have those words in my head. Be like, you don't care, I don't care. Goodbye.
It's a weird thing. I'm a comedian, and I'm trying to be more famous, so I'm aspiring to be more self-centered, I guess.
Okay, all right. I think in 2024, that's a good way to be.
Yeah, right?
Kids, if you're listening, don't.
Please don't.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But adults, do it. How do you feel the Humboldt comedy scene shaped you as a person? We don't have an all phones off sign in here, so you're good, Chris. You're good. You're right. No hard effects. We're professional.
Okay.
How do you feel the Humboldt comedy scene shaped you as a person?
Well, I think Humboldt shaped me.
Again?
Get up and leave. You can get up and leave. I don't know.
The universe doesn't want this question answered.
I think Humboldt has shaped me. I'm going to get this answer out quick before Chris pulls his phone out again. Humboldt shaped me in so many ways as a person. Humboldt comedy has shaped me. You know, I think I've been here at the beginnings with Chris in terms of starting up. You know, I wrote for the magazine before he did stand up. I think I wanted to do stand-up show here, and he set up the first one for myself when I was coming back from a comedy festival in Portland. And so I've seen the whole thing grow, and what's really amazed me is seeing all the people that Chris has, Chris Durant, the owner of Savaternity Comedy Club, just quickly shout out to him, give the whole, it's in Eureka, on...
Is it 415
Fifth
Street?
415 Fifth Street. I grew up here. I don't know the names of any streets. I just know where stuff is.
Nobody else knows where it is either.
The old Red Fox Tavern. Used to, you know, that's what I say. Anyway, but all the people that have come around and become, you know, watching this community slowly exist and come to fruition, in the different personalities that have started doing stand-up since I've seen it, you know, begin, and the amazing unique voices and the characters that come out here. People are really unafraid to be themselves, which is really the hardest thing to do in stand-up comedy, I think, is to be your own unique personality. And you know, I think Chris has done a great job allowing those voices to develop and those personalities to grow, and having a safe place for these people to experiment and learn that. And it makes these comedians up here so funny and so unique and so fun to watch that it's really refreshing for me, and a reminder that, you know, who you are is enough, and to take what who you are and what you are and proudly showcase that to the world. And that is, people love that. People can relate to that, because it takes all types of freaks to, you know, we're all freaks. So don't fight it and don't try and hide it. Just be yourself, you know. I'd say that's how it shaped me the most, yeah.
Now, we only have a little bit of time left. So, parting words, what advice would you give to aspiring comedians in today's hellscape of politics, fear, impending doom, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to someone who is just waiting for their moment to hit the stage?
Yeah, don't wait for your moment to hit the stage. Just hit the stage and figure it out from there. You can't, it's good to prepare, and prepare as long as you should prepare maybe for Chris Durant's sake, for his open mic nights, he wants you to prepare a little bit. But yeah, at least one joke. But don't hold yourself back, you know? You got to rip the Band-Aid off, and you're never going to get anywhere if you don't go out there and do it. So go out there and do it, and be prepared to learn from it, and be prepared to fall down flat on your face and get yourself back up again, because that's what this career is. And it happens to everyone. And yeah, be yourself, have fun, and don't rely on crowd work and crowd work videos.
There's a lot of that right now.
It's very popular.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's kind of like something people are leaning into really, really hard.
Yes, and don't believe what you see on the internet, too. A lot of those people plant people in the crowd and do fake crowd work videos just to try and get, you know, go viral online. So
and then they get a Netflix special and they bomb.
Yes. Yes, and you can get very far by bombing, supposedly. Just check out Matt Rife's Crowdwork
special. I know!
Just got released on Netflix.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. He's the worst.
Oops.
He's the worst. But hey, if you got a strong jaw, you can make it in comedy, I guess. I don't know. That's all it takes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cornell Reed, two nights in Humboldt, tonight and tomorrow, 8 p.m. at 4:15. 9 p.m. Is it 9 or 8?
9.
I was about to show up a whole hour for you. 9 p.m. But that is $15 tickets for both nights.
That's right.
All right, at Savage Henry Comedy Club, 415 Fifth Street in Eureka. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, keep it here on Caseload. We got more music on the way.